Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Today's sermon text is going to be taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 22. Therefore, tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to the unbelievers. But prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. The sign of tongues served a purpose, but is no longer according to Scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8 through 10. Love never fails, but where there is prophecy, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know that in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. We're to follow the signs until the Bible tells us so. Clearly, tongues are done away with. The Bible is a sign of Jesus Christ to follow him. A historical record written for our learning of Jesus Christ from Genesis, beginning in chapter 1, verse 1, to Revelation chapter 22, verse 21, roughly 750,000 words, and it's all about Jesus Christ. Once the canon of Scripture was closed, no need for signs. Jesus was and is the sign to follow in the Bible. For the disciple of Jesus Christ, which are followers of him, Jesus Christ, to be learned in the Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what a disciple is. There are many signs in the Bible. If you read them, understand them, follow them, all signs point to Jesus Christ. Again, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away with. This scripture is clearly talking about the Bible. The canon of Scripture is closed. We no longer need signs. We have everything we need to know in the Bible. No need for tongues. No need for signs. Jesus is and was the sign. No need for prophets. A sign. The first gospel. I didn't realize that this was the first gospel or a sign when I first started coming here. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And this is prophecy about Jesus, Satan's defeat, and Christ's suffering. The first gospel, foreshadowing of Christ and the offspring of a woman, Bible's first hint of a coming Redeemer. Old Testament Jesus is concealed. As the Bible story unfolds, there are other hints, pictures, and plain statements that become clear and more abundant by the end of the Old Testament. A fairly complete picture of Christ has been drawn, the Messiah of the Old Testament. The atonement of Christ is based on the unity of the race in Adam. One man's sin brought death, that's Adam. One man's death brought redemption, and that is Jesus Christ. And we're not going to read the scripture, but we will give you a reference. Romans chapter 5, verse 9, chapter 5, verse 12 through 19 is the reference. And you can look all this stuff up. A messianic prophecy in the Old Testament, the nation of Israel was given a sign in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall call his name Emmanuel. And the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy is in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Why did Jesus, the anointed one, the Messiah, come in the flesh? To preach the kingdom of God, and the reference is Luke chapter 4, verse 43. I'm not going to read all the references. I'm just going to let you know there are references if you need to know. To save that which was lost, to fulfill the law, the Old Testament, bulls and goats covered sin. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world cleanses. Reference is John 1:29. Jesus showed signs and miracles. He turned water into wine. He healed lepers. He fed the multitude, raised the dead on multiple occasions. Who could do such signs, miracle, but God himself, which is Jesus Christ? The religious leaders missed the signs. This is not only a sign, but a billboard. John 14:6, Jesus said to him, he was speaking to Thomas, and he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Sometimes, to get the answer, we have to compare Scripture with Scripture to get a fuller understanding. Also, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. The Bible has all the answers to any questions that you will ever have, if conditionally you put in the work. And this is according to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. And you will seek and find me if when you search for me with all your heart. Our Lord God and Savior wants us all in. There were sign seekers. Old Testament, I'm sure there's sign seekers even today. And this comes from the Gospel of John chapter 4, verse 28. Then Jesus said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. Him, in this particular verse, is the son's father, imploring Jesus to heal his son, and Jesus did. Jesus said to him, go your way, your son lives. Christ has unlimited power over disease and death. God's word is sure. For the Jews request a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. The Jews ignored the signs, and worldly wisdom is foolish to God. What it really comes down to is faith. And the definition of faith, according to the Bible, is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And it always comes down to faith. Habakkuk 2:4, behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The Jewish leaders missed the sign of the day of visitation. Jesus is coming. The signs were all pointing to the long-awaited Messiah. Jesus foretold the destruction of Jerusalem, and it came to pass. Luke chapter 19, verse 40 3 and 44, the day will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surrounding you, enclose you in every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. The religious leaders missed the sign of the coming Messiah. Eventually, in 70 AD, the destruction of Jerusalem was foretold, and it happened. Jesus' word is sure. As sure as we're standing here today, his word is sure. Do not be like the religious leaders of Jesus' time who missed the signs. The one true Messiah has come and will come again. Do you believe? To set up his kingdom, which will last forever, for those who believe upon him. What's interesting, the Bible has signs right from the beginning of time. To understand the signs, a must. Read the Bible with spiritual eyes and heart. The Bible is living and powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it cuts to the heart. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, correction, for instruction in righteousness, that a man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The doctrine in this Bible has to be taught straight. It has to have one meaning, many applications. You cannot mix up his words to what you want it to believe. To reproof means to disapprove. If you go to a Bible study at Firm Foundation and you say something not right, it will be disapproved. And to correct is to correct errors. And that's why we come to church. That's why we come to Bible studies. I am so glad that I found a good Bible-believing church. And that's what I would suggest to anybody. Find a good Bible-believing church that preaches the Word of God. I would find a good Bible study that preaches the Word of God. Read your Bible, know your Bible, live your Bible. In the course of discipleship, putting Jesus first, following Jesus' teaching in his word, in this Holy Bible. Bearing fruit of a worthy repentant sinner. Loving other disciples and making disciples yourself. For everyone who partakes only in milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. God gave us a mind to use. And if we come to a church and we're taught properly, we're going to know the difference between good and evil, between right and wrong. The importance of reading the Bible correctly. Each Bible scripture has one meaning with many applications. And to read his word straight, not reading it and putting something in it, but taking what that particular scripture says as truth. To get a clear understanding, here's where the work comes in. We're to search the scriptures to find out if these things are true. You have your bulletin, there's related scriptures. I wouldn't take my word for it. Go home and find out if these things are true. The most dangerous thing is somebody that has a little bit of religion and a little bit of knowledge. It's very dangerous. And we're to compare scripture with scripture. And this is a warning for us sitting here. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who call division an offense contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. That's very clear. Avoid them. For those who such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own bellies, and by their smooth words and flattering speech deceive the heart of the simple. We have to know our Bible, we have to understand it, and we have to know when something is a little off, a little amiss. And the people that do this with their smooth words and flattering lips, they will have their rewarding according to the Bible. Following the correct signs, and this is in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16 through 18. For we did not follow cunning device fables, which we made known to you by the power of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came from him, from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And he heard this voice which came from the heavens when we were with him on the holy mountain. And that's when Peter, James, and John were with Jesus when he was being transfigured. A testimony of Peter following God's word, not following cunning devices, fable, which is untrue stories. On the contrary, God's word is true and is truth. Those who believe in faith have been set free, and the truth has set us free. His word should be cut straight. His word has given us salvation by his grace and mercy, and our hope for eternal life. Are you following the right signs? God's word endures forever. God's word in scripture will cut to the heart. To follow the right signs takes effort and work. Sometimes we have to compare scripture with scripture. That's why you're at a Bible study and you're flipping all over the place. It's not as simple as just reading a cookbook. You have to put in the work. The Bible is all about Jesus Christ. And for the believer, it's about conveying the truth. His word is truth. And this is where it gets a little dicey. Just because you believe something doesn't make it true. If I told you that the sky was brown, would you believe me? No. What does the Bible say? A warning not to add or subtract from his written word. And that comes from Revelations chapter 22, verse 18 and 19. I would be very frightened to try to add or subtract, especially being behind a pulpit, because according to scripture, you will be judged a lot harsher if you're spewing stuff that is not right. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. This is a billboard, a sign. He is risen. We do not serve a dead God. We serve a living God. Christ conquered of death. But the angel answered and said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, whom was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen." And he said, "Come, see the place where the Lord lays, the risen Christ, our hope. But now Christ has risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man, which is Jesus, also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam we all died, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. Because he lives, we live. Believe in Jesus Christ in faith. Believe you're a sinner in need of a Savior. Repent of sin and turn from the world and walk the narrow path, which is Jesus Christ and his word." In the victory over death, so when this corruptible has put incorruptible and this mortal has put on immortality, then such shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory?" The sting of death is sin, but the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. There, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And our labor can be many things, and one of them that I tried to convey is to cut his word straight, not chop it up. What does it say? What does it mean? For the believer who follows the signs which are our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, which is his word, correctly, who believe in faith upon him, have a home in the heavenlies. May we just walk with our Lord. May we keep growing as Christians in telling people the truth. A lot of people do not want to hear the truth. May we just thank you for coming here and hearing the word cut straight. Go home and find out if these things are true. We're going to end in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for letting us come before you humbly, preaching your word, Lord. And may the hearers just be so joyful and happily in their hearts, their mind, body, and soul that they hear the word cut straight, Lord. And may they just follow your word. And may they find out if these things are true. We are so blessed and fortunate to be in this time to where we have the whole canon of Scripture readily available at our fingertips, to know if these things are true or false, Lord. May you just keep guiding us. May the Holy Spirit keep stirring us up and growing in love and truth. And may the grace and mercy of you just sink down into us and know that but for and by the grace of God, Lord. In all of this, I pray in Jesus' name, amen.